This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. And if you haven't, well, that stinks. I'll try my best to cheer you up, okay? This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to Ryan Botcher, our producer, holding things down in New York City. Damn, I've been gone for a couple days and a lot of wild things have happened, huh? We got a coach in Michigan who got fired. People, be careful who you do your business with. That can get you in trouble. That can get you fired. We got a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's in trouble with a lung issue. Oh man, I'm gonna get into this in a few minutes. We got people signing contracts and baseball all over the damn place. Pete Alonso no longer a member of the New York Mets. We got Thursday night football. I'm in Atlanta. Trust me, don't watch tonight. Sorry. Got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. The Falcons stink. I watched them with my old two eyes a couple of days ago. These guys suck. Okay, Troy Aikman, he thinks NIL sucks. And he changed his mind a little bit. Hey, we got Pete Fuatek, who's going to join us to talk some college football. Maybe we'll even talk a little NIL. How about this? In about 40 minutes, we're going to have a conversation. Let's talk all things pro football with Russell Baxter, NFL historian, writer. He's going to join us from SI. He'll be here with us in about 40 minutes to talk about all the moves going on in baseball, like mostly the Mets just saying screw Diaz and Alonso. We're going to be joined by Kyle Glazer, host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network. Okay, if you want to reach me, this is how. Just Google JR Sport Brief. Go for it. Knock yourself out. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all of the places, X, whatever the hell they call these things, Facebook. And then if you want to call, you can do that too. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What a day. What a past couple of days. I mean, damn, I was looking at that Sharon Moore news, and I'm like, damn, man, whoa. Couldn't find some action across the street. He had to get it in the assistant coach's office with his assistant. What are we doing here, man? You always say, hey, you know, it depends on, well, you can't use that phrase on the over the air. And two heads are better than one. Use your brain, okay? It's just bad, man. And then this was like, Botcher, you were on the air yesterday. Well, you were helping to produce while all of this was going down. What a soap opera this is, huh?
It was dramatically increasing because it would be, okay, the first announcement was he's fired. And then I think it was 10 to 15 minutes later, you get the news that he was arrested or detained.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, what is going on now? And it's clear now, but it's just absurd to happen that fast.
Yeah. And the bad part about it, and this is the world that we live in today, there were so many rumors flying outside of, well, this is a dude who was, well, he got fired sleeping with one of his coworkers that was against the rules. And then it went into, well, he was arrested. And then there were so many rumors, and I will call them rumors because none of them have been substantiated yet, about where he went and what have you and why he was arrested and what happened in his family's house. And we do not know these details yet. And so, yes, Sharon Moore, we know he's been arrested. He's been fired and then was arrested. And as it stands right now, this minute, okay, the prosecutor's office where he was arrested in Charter Township, that's in Michigan, they're trying to figure out whether or not they want to file criminal charges against him. None of the authorities, no police, no lawyers, no one has released details about his arrest other than saying that everything is obviously under investigation. So, I mean, we can best assume that he got fired and the you-know-what hit the fan. I think that's accurate. We just don't know the details of it. I'm not going to sit here and speculate, you know, what took place with this man in this man's house, at somebody else's house, whether he was found here or there. I mean, that's what we got Google for, and you could knock yourself out about it. You know, to the best degree possible, I'm going to try to be responsible and just go to what the facts are. Man, you better be careful who you lay down next to. It can get you in trouble. I mean, this is crazy. This is national news. This ain't just a sports story. I mean, this was picked up by ABC News. Listen to what ABC News had to say about this.
And former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore is in police custody on assault allegations. The school fired Moore over what it called an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Now police are investigating him for potential criminal charges. ESPN college football senior writer Pete Thamel is here for more on that. Hi, Pete. So what's the latest on this investigation?
Well, just in the last 10 minutes, my colleague Dan Wetzel heard from the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office, and they said that no decision on whether to charge Sharon Moore is expected today. He remains in custody in a county jail in Ann Arbor, and the prosecutor's office said the matter involving Mr. Moore remains an active investigation. But again, no charging decisions or arraignment are expected today as local prosecutors sort out things with Moore's case.
Man, sort things out. I mean, there's so many things to sort out. The bottom line is this guy is cooked. You know, I was getting phone... Botch, I'm minding my business yesterday. I'm getting phone calls. And it's just like, JL, did this guy just get fired? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I haven't been looked at my phone in a while. It was like, yeah, he got fired. And I looked it up. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this dude got fired. And then it just continued to escalate, as you mentioned. And one thing that has been released, a lot of these things can be public record, can be released. Botcher, there is a 911 operator call in regards to what? His arrest? What is this about?
Basically, it was the dispatch call of what happened. So it was like one of the dispatchers, radio call to the said police that went to go get Sharon Moore.
Oh, my goodness. And this is, we have this?
Yes, we have the first part of it. There was a second part I just saw. It just came out. I don't want to air that one, but this one is new.
Well, let's take a listen to this.
561-553 for domestic. Subject just called to call her, told her there's a male at the location in the house attacking her. State's been stalking her for months.
No. Well, there you have it. There we have it. Dispatch, woman claims coached, attacked her. Suspect is suicidal over losing job. My goodness. Man, you can't. This is bad. This is bad. He lost it. He lost it, and it's a terrible thing. I think most people with lives and situations can think about days that have been horrific, that have been awful, that made you go, damn, what a terrible ass day this is. Could you imagine being Sharon Moore? I mean, think about this. He had the world at his fingertips. This is someone who played football coming out of Kansas. He ended up playing guard at Oklahoma. He played all over. He was a tight ends coach. He's 39 years old. He was over here at Michigan. He's behind Harbaugh. Harbaugh loves him. I mean, who can forget? Harbaugh loves him so damn much. Remember when Harbaugh was suspended for the, the scandal? I mean, it was a sign-stealing scandal. You know, they were kind of stallions. There was also the other scandal where he was, going out with the recruiting violations, Jim Harbaugh hanging out with folks and buying them hamburgers. It was just real stupid. But welcome to the world of college athletics. Sharon Moore had to take over against that game. I remember this against Penn State. And then after the game, Sharon Moore, he took all the time in the world this guy had. You would have thought that Jim Harbaugh was the second coming of Christ. I mean, Sharon Moore was praising this dude because of the opportunity that he got. And just listen to this. Do you remember?
Well, I thank the Lord. Well, I thank Coach Harbaugh. I love the out of you, man. This is for you, for this university, the president, our AD. We got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These guys right here, man.
Oh, man, these guys did it. He was real hyped about that. Well, I mean, I guess he knew all along that, hey, if Harbaugh was going to win a championship, if he was going to avoid any further punishment from all the scandals, then Sharon Moore knew that he was going to be the guy to go out there and take over. And so maybe he needed to put on a performance for his boss at the time. And we all know that they ultimately won a championship. Sharon Moore started last year as head coach for the first time. He went out there and was 8-5. This year, they improved. They were 9-3. We saw them lose to the Ohio State in that Big Ten championship game. And now they're scheduled to go to the Cheez-It Bowl and take on Arch Manning in Texas, except for Sharon Moore's not going to be there because he got fired for having a relationship with his assistant. I mean, the last time we heard one of these stories, well, you can just ask Ime Udoka how that ended up. I mean, I guess he ended up in a better position now. Still making tons of money with the Houston Rockets. But this is the professional level, right? They're going to let Sharon Moore back into the college ranks as a head coach at Michigan? One of the blue bloods? One of the top schools? I mean, we have no idea how this guy's life is going to end up, which is why we're getting these reports that, and these calls, these dispatch calls, these 911 calls, that he got fired. There was a domestic dispute, and now he was suicidal. This is horrific. This is bad. He had the world at his fingertips. You got Harbaugh, who goes back to the NFL to coach the Chargers. And then you have Sharon Moore, who's out here making approximately, you know, $6 million a season now. Man, all you got to do is show up to work and try to win, and maybe they fire you. Maybe they fire you because you suck, because you weren't the guy for the job. Harbaugh said, this is my guy. And they basically said, you know what? Who else are we going to get at this point in the hiring cycle? And they gave him the job. I mean, it was only a couple of months ago, earlier this year, that Jim Harbaugh was saying, yeah, Sharon's the guy. He's the guy for Michigan. You need to follow this dude.
Sharon is the right man for the job. Nobody else would be. I mean, that's the guy, and they got it right, and things are we're top rated team right now, top five team. I still think of it as one, you know, the Chargers and the Michigan Wolverines, like one team. In a great place. That much like when players, you know, leave the university to go on to the pros. You know, there's a passing of the baton that takes place.
Well, that baton has been dropped. Okay, you got Biff right now leading the team over at Michigan, already on the staff. And now you got to think about, well, all the coaches have been moved. Michigan is going to have to poach a coach from someplace else. They're going to have to look at a guy who already has a job and just say, here's some money. We've heard some of the names. You know, what happens with Kalen DeBoer? You know, can he be moved? He's not really an SEC guy. He's a Midwestern guy. Can he get back to the Midwest with Michigan? It seems more his style, more up his alley. Who the hell is coaching Michigan next? Well, somebody's going to have to pick up that baton because Sharon dropped it. Joe Klatt, of course, this is his job, talking about college ball all the time. This is what he had to say about who can pick that baton up and run with it.
I believe one of these names that I'm going to tell you right now will be the next head coach at Michigan. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt. And listen, I understand that they're having success and maybe he wants to stay at Vanderbilt, but Michigan is Michigan. I know this man just signed an extension, but I would call Mike Elko. Mike Elko seems to really understand the way to build the program a right way. Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. He's about the right things. He's seen it up close and personal. He's coached at Oregon. Now he's done it as a head coach. You've got to force people to say no. There's a few names that I would force them to say no. And listen, they likely will, and that's okay. Who's my first call? I'd probably call Marcus Freeman and just force him to tell me no. I'm forcing Dan Lanning again to say no. You got to force Kurt Cignetti to say no. So all the coaches that signed extensions, I would at least have them in the pool, because why limit your own pool? So force Kurt Cignetti to say no.
I mean, damn it, Kurt Cignetti. How dirty are we going to be now? Like, why are we even saying Cignetti's name? Why? I mean, what, if he wins a national championship, can he just walk out the door after they gave him that big old deal? I mean, we saw what took place with Lane Kiffin. He left this team high and dry before he could even jump over to LSU. Said goodbye to Ole Miss. Let's leave a Cignetti alone. Let's say that he's honorable. I don't think he's a Lane Kiffin. But please believe, Michigan is going to poach a coach. They're going to get one of these guys in the college football playoff who they feel is not going to go out and, I don't know, and cheat on his wife and kids with his assistant. And listen, folks, this isn't the last time. This isn't the first time we've heard this story. All right? I don't care if you are president of the United States of America. Okay? I don't care if you're another coach. And I'm talking about Clinton, of course. I don't care if you are Bobby Petrino. You rolling around with some woman in your office, you know, next to you, and you got to show up to work in a neck brace and say, sorry, I don't care if you're that. I don't care if you are Sherrone Moore. There is somebody listening to me right now. Maybe possibly. They just left somebody. They're getting ready to go see somebody. They're getting ready to do something that they got no business doing. It's life. People do it. Not just men. Women do it too. That's your business, not mine. I'm not judging. Okay? Just please, people. Be careful. Think of the ramifications. Don't let me be the voice of reason. I certainly am not perfect. But let me tell you again, think of the ramifications of your actions. This is highly unfortunate. You know, Sherrone Moore, he put himself in this position. But you want to think about a guy who reportedly, if you listen to the 911 calls, you listen to some of these stories, we know he lost his job. His job told us why he lost his job, sleeping with somebody he had no business sleeping with in his office. And now there's the ultimate realization that he screwed up. And now he's thinking about his life. OK, this is a horrific thing. And it's just going to continue to grow. Not a story that anybody wants to deal with, talk about, discuss, learn about here during the holidays. This is just pretty bad all over the place. So, hey, listen, I'm wishing that guy and his family well. He put himself in a hole. I'm wishing him and his family well. They don't need to throw dirt on a guy's, situation as it stands right now. Just talking about the realities of it. So all the best to him and his family. I know we're going to get more details out, and it probably ain't going to be any better. You know, we're going to talk some college football next hour. We're going to be joined by Pete Fuatek. He's going to come through from collegefootballnews.com. We'll talk about Troy Aikman and his thoughts on NIL. Oh, man, how about this while I was gone? Phil Rivers officially has a job. We'll get into Phil Rivers and hear some of his comments as well as we continue on with the show. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Russell Baxter to talk about all things NFL. We know we have Thursday Night Football tonight between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. We'll talk winter meetings and some baseball. Kyle Glazer is going to join us from the Foul Territory Network. NBA Cup is coming up in Vegas in a few days. Can't believe it's already here. We got a lot to get into. It's good to be back. You're locked in. If you want to call me, by the way, you can. I don't know if a Michigan fan wants to call me. Maybe a fan at The Ohio State wants to call me. Maybe a fan from Michigan State wants to call me. I have no idea, but you can. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we're going from one situation. We know Sherrone Moore's situation is a very dire one. Hopefully not bad, but we know he got fired. He was arrested. Now, reportedly, there are details about a domestic dispute, threats of taking his own life. And I guess we'll find out and hear more details tomorrow from the investigators and potentially the prosecutor's office. That's how that stands, and that is where that stands right now. 888-710-4ISN is the number. It's 888-710-4ISN. You want to talk about another situation? This, when I heard this and read this today, it has nothing to do with Michigan or the Wolverines. I had to take a look at this and just go, whoa, what the hell is this about here? Oh, my God. We found out that T.J. Watt, yes, the brother of J.J. Watt, the four-time Pro Bowler, former Defensive Player of the Year, the man who just signed a gigantic contract, 3 years, $123 million. He only has 7 sacks this year, by the way. I think they expected more. T.J. Watt is in the hospital because of a lung issue? And we don't got a lot of details here. I want you to hear about this from Mike Tomlin, okay? Because Mike Tomlin had some details, and let's just say there weren't a lot of details outside of having a lung issue. Listen to this.
He was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility yesterday, and so we took him to the docs, and you know they're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed. I think he has some testing and so forth ahead of him this afternoon, and that's all I know at this juncture. He and I communicated last night. He was comfortable, and that's all I have really at this point. His status for Monday night is really up in the air. I think what transpires this afternoon is going to provide more information for us. I just don't have a lot as I stand here today.
Can you tell us what prompted that discomfort?
I don't know. No, I do not.
There was a report that came out that said that it could have occurred during treatment. Is there anything you can tell us along those lines?
I don't know specifically when it occurred. I know he was in the cafeteria at one point, and that's kind of when I got wind of it.
Mike, to your knowledge, was he dealing with anything that was worthy of being on the injury report at any point?
Not to my knowledge at all, particularly in-game or after the game, nothing.
Well, the report that we got is that he was injured, or this occurred during a treatment session. And I'm trying to just use common sense. Like, if the guy is okay and there have been no issues, and typically a respiratory issue with your lung, did his lung just collapse? You gotta go, what, huh? Did he just get popped in the chest? Not during a treatment session. And then there was another report that said that the Players Association was looking into this as well. And then you start to put two and two together rather quickly, and I just go, this sounds a little familiar. Terod Taylor, playing in the NFL a long damn time now, currently with the New York Jets, another sad, miserable situation. A bunch of years ago, he was playing for the Chargers, and he was having a procedure done. Basically, he was getting a pain shot, and he got a needle, and they put the needle in his lung. Okay, and then he went to court. He actually, I think he won some money out of that. The Players Association backed him. I don't know, maybe somebody should call up Terod Taylor and ask him about his lung situation. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure this one out. What other treatment are you getting where you are now going to suffer lung discomfort? You know what I mean? What, is he getting a massage? They're kind of chopping him on the back and now he has to go to the hospital? Unlikely. What treatment are you getting where you're going to walk away and now you have a lung issue? Come on, man. I hate to speculate, but maybe I'm wrong. It's possible I could be. I think this guy was getting a pain shot, and that pain shot did not go where it needs to go, and they got him in the lung. Not something that I want to sign up for, but this is eerily similar. That's what we got from Terod Taylor, except for when this occurred with Terod Taylor, it didn't happen in the middle of the week. This happened on a game day. And so the news came out pretty swiftly, like, oh, he's out of the game. He can't play. He was getting a pain shot, and apparently he got a needle to the lung. Boccia, you don't want that, do you? You don't want that?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to pass on anything stabbing or puncturing my lungs.
Damn. That's a big, well, it doesn't matter. Big dude, small dude, definitely TJ Watt is a huge dude. How big you think that needle is to hit your lung, man? Damn.
Yeah, it's got to be sizable at least.
Yeah. I don't want none of those needles. Who's the guy who had back issues and all of it? Oh, Matthew Botcher. What type of crap is that? Like, we got all these stories about how crap his back was heading into the season. Matthew Stafford needed an epidural to even show up to work this season. He's missing games. They're anticipating that he stinks. Maybe the Rams didn't give a damn. They're just like, he'll be fine. And this dude is the leading candidate to go out here and win MVP after all his back issues.
Yeah. Maybe his back issue, maybe it healed correctly, or just it wasn't as severe as people were making it out to be.
Yeah, a bunch of BS for a 30. He's about to be 38 years old in February. So, I mean, if the Rams make it to the Super Bowl, yeah, he'll, at that point, I think he'll be just about 38 years old. He's first in the NFL in touchdowns. He's thrown 35. He's fourth in interceptions, and he threw a whole bunch of them in one game. And Matthew Stafford is, I think he's on his way to his first MVP. And God bless Matthew Stafford. I don't know how this is going to end up for him, but knowing that he has won a Super Bowl, he has this longevity, and that he very well might and should probably, unless the wheels fall off the last couple of weeks, win an MVP. Matthew Stafford, he's a Hall of Famer. And for a guy who just looked like the next line of miserable Lions players who was good but had to play on a crap team, like, he's been able to turn things around. I think even the fact that he just went over 500 as a starter for his career in the win-loss column, I think that's going to do something for Matthew Stafford. So good on him. He got a needle in his back. He's over here on the way to winning an MVP. And we don't know the details of what took place with TJ Watt, but being evaluated for a lung issue that just came out of nowhere and that occurred during a treatment session, I can take a good guess as to how that occurred. We'll wait on the details for that, but I think TJ Watt they tried to take one of his lungs. He took a needle to the lung. That's what I think. Not guaranteed, of course. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, it's time to talk some more NFL. I'm going to get the thoughts from an NFL writer, an NFL historian, someone who has covered the game for years, and you can catch his work right now on SI. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Russell Baxter. You know, let's talk about the Steelers. Let's get into Tomlin. Let's think about the AFC North. And speaking of the AFC North, we'll talk about this later. Why is Joe Burrow so miserable? I don't know if it's they robbed his house and now he's sad. That's a good reason to be sad. But he just is down in the dumps. You know, we just talked about the Lions and Stafford's time there. Maybe being a member of the Bengals is weighing on Joe Burrow. Who knows? We're going to talk all NFL things with Russell Baxter on the other side of the break. What is going on in the world of sports? We're going to do that right now. It's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's that time of year. A lot of news all over the football scene. College, the pros. Man, we even got Thursday Night Football. We got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Don't allow your eyes to bleed, okay? Don't do that. To talk some NFL, what we can expect tonight, what we've heard in some of these news, what we can expect in the coming week, the coming weeks. Joining us right now, welcome back to the show, NFL writer, historian, catches work on SI. Hey, Russell Baxter, how are you, my man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I think very well. Always appreciate the time.
No problem at all. I think I'm finally recovered from Thanksgiving dinner.
So. Oh, my God. Well, that was quite a few weeks ago, but I mean, here we are.
Well, I mean, listen, you listen, it's Thanksgiving. It's not an hors d'oeuvre party.
Well, it can be, depending on what you're waiting on. But hey, here we are 2 weeks later. I'm glad that we got you back. Speaking of someone, sir. he might be having hors d'oeuvres because we don't know the status of his insides. Russell, we just talked about this situation with T.J. Watt. I mean, what did they you think put a needle in his lung by mistake? What's going on? You don't want to speculate, but how could that happen?
And I refuse to speculate. So, but these things do happen. We had situations like this in the past. We don't know the variables whatsoever. So they play Monday night. So we're just going to have to see. This was something that just popped up today, as a matter of fact. So I don't think we want to get into something unknown territory here and start making accusations, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so let's just see what happens. Listen, news breaks fast around here. If something is very, very wrong, I'm sure we will find out sooner than later.
Well, one thing we know for certain, his status is going to play an integral part in what might happen here in this AFC North. The Ravens and the Steelers, we saw them just go at it. The Steelers walk away on top. What are your thoughts on what may happen in this wild division between these two?
Well, Baltimore, to me, there was a sense that after the 1-5 start and they reeled off their wins and so on, that they had found themselves. But the one thing that was troubling to me was the fact that they were a team defensively that has kind of digressed over the last couple of years, probably ever since the departure of Mike McDonald, who went on to become the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. 2 years ago, they gave up the fewest points in the league. They had the most sacks. They had tied for the most takeaways in the league, got to the AFC Championship game, and lost the 17-10 game at home to the Chiefs. And just this season, just when it appeared that they had gotten their act together, they wind up losing back-to-back home games to two division rivals. I thought the loss to Cincinnati on Thanksgiving night was stunning. Yeah. They had five turnovers in that game. I understand that. But instead of gathering themselves this past week at home against Pittsburgh, they wind up losing again. Now they get the Bengals again this week. Now, I'm not one of those people who think the Steelers have righted the ship, because they have been as inconsistent as any team in the league. And trust me, there are a lot of inconsistent teams in this league this year. They have a defense that has given up, are you ready for this? 466 yards rushing in the last two games. And Miami, the one thing Miami's done the last 4 weeks is run the football. So anything could happen in there Monday night as well. We might have one of those divisions that has a 9-8 winner, or even a, dare I say, an 8-9 winner, which is what we had with Tampa Bay a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you talk about teams trying to right the ship. If we stay in the state of Pennsylvania but just go east, we saw all the turnovers that affected the Philadelphia Eagles. I say week after week that eventually they have enough time to right the ship. Well, I mean, week after week after week is getting kind of long and old here. Do you think Philadelphia still has an opportunity to kind of turn the tide and be one of the favorites to win a Super Bowl, or are there too many issues with the offense?
Well, listen, the defense hasn't done a very good job stopping the run lately. Let's not throw it all on the turnovers and so on. If you saw Black Friday last week, the day after Thanksgiving, they gave up 200-yard rushers to the Bears. They gave up 281 yards rushing to the Bears. They gave up a lot of rushing yards the other night to the Chargers. Now, the emphasis on the game became about Jalen Hurts and the five turnovers. And let's put that into perspective. Jalen Hurts had five turnovers in his first 12 games this year, and he had five in one night. The Eagles had eight turnovers in their first 12 games this year and had five in one night. So they actually sacked Justin Herbert seven times. They actually ran the ball. They got a C note from Saquon Barkley. They got a C note receiving from A.J. Brown and still couldn't close the deal. And what I find is interesting is, lurking Now you have one less loss, one more loss than the Eagles or the Cowboys. So they haven't closed that deal yet, but I'll tell you something. Wow. This is historic, but it's very interesting. Okay? What do you think is harder to do this century? Repeat as Super Bowl champion or repeat as NFC East champion?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. Well, we know we haven't seen this since the – I would say it's easy to repeat as Super Bowl champ, right? I mean, we got the
That's
Chiefs
correct.
And before
We've
that.
We've seen it twice.
The Patriots.
We've seen it twice this century. No one has repeated in the NFC East since Andy Reid's team won four titles from 2001 to 2004. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to squander the opportunity here, but I just find it remotely interesting. And we've seen all kinds of different champions. A couple years ago, we saw the Commanders with a below 500 record win the NFC East. You know, the Giants did it in 2011 with a team that gave up more points than it scored that season, and it went on and won the Super Bowl. It's a very bizarre division. No one said, you know, wants to win it 2 years in a row, but Philadelphia has been an odd bird most of the year, and yet they've come up with some really great defensive efforts against Green Bay and Detroit. But their offense has not run the ball like it did last year. I think a lot gets blown out of proportion with the A.J. Brown situation, to be honest with you. Philadelphia has won Super Bowls, you know, roughly over the last 8 years and been in three since 2017. Mainly because of their offensive and defensive lines. That's not a knock on their skill positions. Howie Roseman builds in the trenches. These trenches, especially the offensive line, don't look anything like they did a year ago. And the defensive line, which let's not forget, they lost key people on the defensive line. Josh Sweat is having a monster year for the Arizona Cardinals this year. Lost him in free agency. Lost another key. The standout player from the Super Bowl went to the New England Patriots. You can't keep on losing them and just replace them there this year and this that, especially when your team is built in the trenches, which, by the way, is the correct way to build your team. But they're not the same there. And Jalen Carter is now out, which certainly severely hurts them as well. So yeah. I don't know how it's going. We know it's not going to be Washington and the Giants, who are fading fast and plummeting, as a matter of fact. Could the Cowboys actually catch the Eagles? I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay. We got NFL writer and historian Russell Baxter here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Let me ask you this. If we move from the NFC East and go out west, I'm looking at Matthew Stafford as an MVP favorite. And I'm looking at the Rams right now as the best team that I like in the NFC. What say you?
I think the Rams have earned the right to be called the best team in the NFC. But I think they're going to have some trouble this week against the Lions because as good as Stafford has been, and he's been phenomenal, he had three turnover game against Carolina, but it's more about Carolina than it is Stafford. And they rebounded big time last week. That Seattle Seahawks team is very intriguing and very dangerous. And we're going to learn a lot about the NFC West in the next couple of weeks, especially next Thursday when the Rams and Seahawks play their rematch up in Seattle. So certainly keep an eye on that. But back to the Rams for a second. Solid offense, good pass rush, suspect against the run. And remember, we saw that against Carolina. The last time the Panthers played, Carolina ran the ball 40 times in that game, season high for them, and got big efforts out of Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdell and really kind of controlled the tempo of that game. It was a 31-28 game. Stafford had three turnovers. He had a pick six in that game. Again, that's more about Carolina. And we'll get to Carolina and Tampa Bay two of the final 3 weeks of the season. But the Seahawks, to me, I think they're a more physical team than the Rams. When they lost to the Rams a couple of weeks ago, they outgained the Rams by over 100 yards. Sam Darnold threw four picks. And all besides all that, they still actually had a chance to win that game on the final play of the game. Missed a 61-yard field goal, lost 21-19. I'll just say this about the Seahawks. They've lost three games this year by a total of 9 points.
Right now, 10-3, both they and the Los Angeles Rams. And Russell, as we start to wrap things up, I mean, we have some teams in the AFC that are traditionally at the top. Not there, Kansas City. We talked about the Ravens. We got the Buffalo Bills behind New England. We got New England and Denver with the best records in the AFC. What are your thoughts on these young teams and how competitive they could truly be?
Well, it's not inconceivable that we could see every division champion from a year ago in the AFC not win their division this year. Buffalo is in second. In fact, New England wins on Sunday. The AFC East is decided. It's over. New England wins it. Baltimore's won it the last 2 years in the AFC North. Pittsburgh is currently in first place. Jacksonville is in first place. Houston's won it the previous 2 years. And we already know the Chiefs can't win the AFC West. They've already been eliminated. I'm keeping my eye on Houston. Because if Houston wins the AFC South for a third year in a row, which is that's something they've never done, they will also do something that's never been done in NFL history. For the second time, they will overcome an 0-3 start and make the playoffs. They were the last team to do it, and it's only happened 6 times in NFL history.
I mean, as it stands right now, they are on a 5-game winning streak. They're certainly rolling. With that defense. This is going to be an interesting one to keep catch up with, even whether or not Kansas City can get into the postseason. Hey, Russell, we always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work and expertise.
Follow me on X, Bax Football Guru. And I just opened up a Reddit page a couple of weeks ago, and I put all my pieces on there, which is Pro Football Guru on Reddit. So Pro Football Guru is on, it's on Instagram. We're waiting for the detergent to come out. That's our next thing.
Okay. Well, listen, you got to sell whatever you can get out there, huh, Russell, right?
Hey, that's how it works these days. Get out there and do the best you can and spread facts, not hot takes. That's kind of my motto.
Hey, the beauty. I wish we had more of that. Russell, we always appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
You got it, sir.
Thank you so much. That, of course, Russell Baxter, Pro Football Guru, NFL writer, and historian. I like that. Facts and not hot takes. I like that. You got to just drop the information, okay? Always great chatting with Russell Baxter. And then we got this Thursday night football game. The fact is, that one could be ugly, okay? We got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Okay, NFC South matchup, yeah, it could get spicy. But I saw the Falcons play on Sunday. They suck. Horrific. I don't know if they could be worse than what they were on Sunday. Hey, we're going to get into that game. I mentioned Philip Rivers. He's back. And speaking of old quarterbacks, Troy Aikman, not a fan of some of the young quarterbacks on the college side. We'll talk about some old guys talking shop on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.